Why donate to CJSF 90.1 FM's annual fund drive? To help fund independent journalism in a rapidly shifting media landscape. To support local and independent artists in getting invaluable airplay they won't find anywhere else. To provide a platform for underrepresented and marginalized voices. And to feel awesome about contributing to your community. Be awesome with us. Donate to CJSF 90.1 FM. Our fund drive runs now, and you can donate at cjsf.ca/donate.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Aloha and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Thank you for finding me on your radio dial or somewhere in the World Wide Web. Thanks for tuning in and being part of this 2-hour mixtape. So much great music to get to. Coming up in the first hour alone, I've got music on the way from Amy Mann, Snail Mail. Music coming up from Sheik Gamine, The Kills, The Weeknd, Blondie. Music from Dreamwife, Wet Leg. Again, all first hour. There's still plenty more in the second hour. I don't know about you, but I am finding now that autumn is here, I'm back to the daily kind of routine, daily grind. But part of that is also finding time to go back and revisit releases that came out throughout the summer that I kind of overlooked and kind of falling in love with them as I revisit them. We're going to start off the full 2 hours with exactly that. It's new music from Palehound. Now, Palehound is the grungy indie rock project of Boston-based singer-songwriter Elle Kempner. Her new 4th album, Eye on the Bat, it was released in July. It's just a complicated breakup album that feels gutsy and confessional. It makes you laugh. It makes you go, at times. It's just great songwriting. So we're going to start off the full 2 hours with new music from Palehound here on Girly So Groovy.
Tremble,
Music right there from Baltimore's Lindsay Jordan, who makes music under the moniker of Snail Mail. From her most recent album, her sophomore album, Valentine, we heard the song Glory. In the middle, it's music from singer-songwriter Amy Mann, reaching back to her 1995 sophomore album as well, I'm With Stupid. We heard the song Super Ball. You know, I was reading an article recently about Amy Mann, and one of the descriptors for Amy Mann was a musician who's made music for four decades now. And I had to kind of stop and think about it. And it is absolutely true. Before her solo career, Amy Mann was making music with her band Till Tuesday. She is such a clever, talented artist, and I'm glad that Amy Mann is still able to make music today. Then we started the entire 2 hours off with brand new music from Palehound. Palehound's new album is called Eye on the Bat. We heard the title track, Eye on the Bat, from Palehound. Keeping things moving, where are we going to next? Oh, The Kills. They have announced that they have a brand new album coming out. We'll talk more about that in a minute, but right now it is reaching back, a few albums back, the always incredible The Kills here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you. and goes and comes again. Full of changing, rearranging, but it gets hard by the end.
Thank you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from Montreal and Winnipeg indie rock band Sheik Gamine. The song is called All Night. It's the opening song to Sheik Gamine's album Light a Match. In the middle, it is new music from Lawrence Kansas duo Sweeping Promises. The duo make music that is a subversive mix of noise, melody, post-punk, and politics. The new album is called Good Living Is Coming For You. They released it back in June. We heard the title track, Good Living Is Coming For You, from Sweeping Promises. And then we started the set off with music from Anglo-American garage rock duo The Kills. The song is called DNA. That is from the band's album Blood Pressures. The Kills have recently announced that they have a brand new album coming out as of this recording. It just came out literally just last Friday. The album is out now, and in support of the album, The Kills are going to be touring. They have dates coming up in Vancouver, Chicago, and for our Windsor and Detroit listening audience, you can catch The Kills at St. Andrews Hall in downtown Detroit on February 16th. I'm going to admit, I kind of have to be careful a little bit about that live show. The last time The Kills were at St. Andrews Hall, my husband and I went to go see them, and we were upstairs in the balcony. And if you've never been to St. Andrews Hall, the balcony is almost more like a catwalk around the ground floor. And it just happened that where we were standing on this catwalk was a pole. And I was using that pole as support for dancing, which after the fact, my husband kind of pointed out, when you put pole and dancing together, I think you kind of know what you get. I wasn't trying. It's just that I feel like The Kills makes music. If I was a stripper, I think The Kills would make for really fun stripping music. It varies it up a bit, wouldn't you say? Anyways, I think I totally got us off topic. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, I have music on the way from Blondie. Music coming up from Dreamwife, Wet Leg, Cable Ties as well. But hey, listen, I want to remind you that if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy, or if you just don't have a full 2 hours to sit by the radio, hey, I get it. So let's make this easy for you. Find Girly So Groovy on the web. We are on Mixcloud, whether you're listening on the free Mixcloud app or on the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find 10 weeks worth, 20 hours of Girly So Groovy. That's nearly one full day that you could devote to listening to Girly So Groovy. What's great about it is you can press play and press pause, come and go as you please, and listen at your leisure. Okay, where are we? Oh, yeah, up next, it is more new music from a band known as Private Lives. We feature them once already here on Girly So Groovy. From their humble beginnings as a quarantine bedroom project to the full-fledged rock and roll band that they have become, Montreal garage punk act Private Lives. They make rock and roll as it should be. Pure, plain fun. Private Lives up next here on Girly So Groovy.